Welcome to Today on Broadway for Monday, March 14th, 2016. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini.
And I am Broadway Star's James Marino. All right, let's start off with the headlines. First up is the roundabout revival of The Robber Bridegroom. Say that five times fast. It opened last night, and some of the reviews are out. So, Matt, tell us about some of the reviews.
The reviews have been fairly positive so far. This is a show that played on Broadway twice in the course of 1 year in the mid-70s, first in 75, starring Kevin Kline and Patti LuPone. It ran in rep with a few other shows, and then a year later had its own run with Barry Bostwick in the lead. He won a Tony for the role. This production stars Stephen Pasquale, Leslie Kritzer, Anna O'Reilly, and was directed by Alex Timbers. And the reviews, like I said, are pretty good. Adam Feldman of Time Out New York gave it 4 out of 5 stars and said there's nary a lull in Alex Timbers' exuberant revival of The Robber Bridegroom, a raucous hoot nanny set in a fanciful version of 18th century Mississippi. AM New York's Matt Winman gave it 3 out of 4 stars and said that The Robber Bridegroom is not so much a standard musical as it is a rollicking barroom jamboree where a bunch of storytellers and musicians come together to fool around and have a good time. However, The Hollywood Reporter's David Rooney wasn't as positive, saying that based on the evidence presented here, it's hard to make much of a case for The Robber Bridegroom's tiresome hoedown. They're fairly positive. There are a few dissenters. It's a show that's had some interesting developments over the course of time, and it's interesting to see how a modern audience will respond to it, because this is really the first major New York production since it closed on Broadway in 1976.
And there's so many people out there that have not seen it and would love to see it in the theatrical community. But will it support a commercial run after that? We'll have to wait and see. But Stephen Pasquale being back on stage with Leslie Kritzer, and she's stealing the show from what I hear.
Yeah. So, Alex Timbers directing, too.
Yeah. And I'll see it later on this week, and we'll talk about it next weekend on This Week on Broadway. Next up, the schedule coming up for This Week on Broadway. Tell us about what we should look for.
There's two big things happening on Broadway, and these are two things that I'm very excited about. You talked about saying The Robber Bridegroom five times fast. You won't be able to say this one five times fast. On Tuesday, March 15th, marks the first preview performance of Shuffle Along, or The Making of the Musical Sensation of 1921 and All That Followed. It is a new musical revival. We're not really sure how to classify this one yet. Director George C. Wolfe has taken the 1921 musical Shuffle Along, which was one of the first Broadway shows that was starring, produced, and written all by African Americans, and has weaved in that actual show and the story of how it was created. Since this is the show's world premiere, we're not exactly sure what to expect, including the Tony nominating committee. They don't know either. They're still kind of waiting to decide whether it's going to be considered a new musical or a revival, but the show has an unbelievable cast. It has Audra McDonald, Brian Stokes Mitchell, Billy Porter, Joshua Henry, Brandon Victor Dixon, Savion Glover. So this is going to be one of those can't miss shows of the spring season. And then 2 days later, another one of those can't-miss shows officially opens, and that, you know, we talked about The Robber Bridegroom from Roundabout. This is another Roundabout revival, and that's the Bach and Harnack show She Loves Me. It stars Tony winner Laura Benanti alongside TV star Zachary Levi, who's returning to Broadway after making his debut a few seasons ago in First Date. The show's playing at Studio 54 and also stars Tony winner's Jane Krakowski, Michael McGraw, and Tony nominee Gavin Creel. And this is one of those shows that is just one of those perfect little sweet, joyful musicals from the clips they've put out and some of the performances they've done at 54 Below. This looks to be spectacular.
It's an embarrassment of the riches this spring on Broadway. Next up, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is renewed.
Yeah, this is one of those little engine that could stories. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is a musical comedy television show that airs on the CW. And James, we've talked about this on This Week on Broadway quite a bit. And I actually, just a few days before this announcement came out on my podcast, Some Like It Pop, we talked about maybe it's the best show on TV right now. And then 2 days later, it was renewed for a second season. I'm not taking credit for its renewal.
Oh, I think
but
you
I'm
should.
Just saying, you know, causation versus correlation. Yeah. But it's a show that does boast a lot of Broadway alums on it. Santino Fontana, Donna Lynn Champlin, Gabriel Ruiz, Tova Feldshuh is a recurring guest star. Like the title says, it follows a crazy ex-girlfriend who moves across the country to be near her high school aged boyfriend. It's a really fun show. It took a little while to get started, the first few episodes, but about mid-season it's hit its stride, and the last few weeks have had some great musical numbers, including one that was very much a Les Mis reference. So if you haven't been watching Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, this is one that you should binge watch. The CW is letting you watch the entire season with no cable subscription login, so check that out. And it was announced actually as one of 11 shows that the CW renewed. They renewed their entire primetime schedule, which also includes some other Broadway alums. Jesse L. Martin, Tom Cavanaugh, Grant Gustin were all renewed with The Flash. Victor Garber, Sierra Renee, Arthur Darvill were all renewed along with DC's Legends of Tomorrow. So lots of Broadway going on the CW.
Excellent. Next up, the entire cast of Hamilton is taking a field trip to the White House again?
Yeah, this one's a little different. I mean, the story of Hamilton started at the White House with that with that performance that Lynn did, heck, I mean, 5-6 years ago now. They are actually now, as we are recording this on Sunday evening, on a bus to the White House. They are not only going to do a concert for the first family, but they're also going to try out Hamilton's new educational initiatives on a group of students in Washington, D.C. So they are doing it for a good cause. And in a Ham for Ham video earlier this week, Lynn and all of Hamilton's presidents promised to shoot a bunch of Ham for Ham digital videos while they're at the White House. So that's something that we are going to get to experience and be rolled out over the next few weeks, I assume. And just like that original, it was actually the Hamilton mixtape at the time, like that original performance, I'm sure we will be seeing some of these other performances on whitehouse.org as well, or whitehouse.gov.
President Obama has participated in a handful of tongue-in-cheek videos that I've seen in the last couple of months.
You imagine if the actual president of the United States does a Ham for Ham video? That would be pretty cool.
Next up is this weekend was the premiere of Lady Day, the Audra McDonald vehicle that played Broadway and is now on HBO. And Matt did quite a review on it on this week on Broadway, which you can refer back to. But Matt, give people a little flavor of Lady Day.
Well, like you said, Michael Portantier and I had a rather long conversation about Lady Day in general and the sheer spectacularness that is Audra McDonald. But this is one of those performances, whether on stage or on film, that they need to just keep on hand at every theater school in the country, because it was a full-bodied performance from Audra McDonald. For those of us that weren't fortunate enough to see her do the role on Broadway in 2014, this was just a mesmerizing, earth-shaking performance, because as Michael mentioned on This Week on Broadway, not only did you get to see the whole thing like it was performed on stage, but you got the close-ups too, and you got to see just how invested she was with her entire body, with her entire voice into this role. And it was spectacular, and it is running on HBO for the next month, I think. And then also there's James, as we talked about going back and forth on This Week on Broadway on HBO Now, you can sign up for a free month to see Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. So highly, highly, highly recommended.
All right. So that wraps it up for today. I want to remind listeners that if you are listening to us in the main feed at BroadwayRadio.com, This Week on Broadway, which came out yesterday with Patty Murin, as well as our daily podcasts, which will be Monday through Friday, are all be found in this feed. And we're going to separate out the feeds. So if you want to get one feed or the other, either This Week in Broadway or the daily podcast or the other shows that we have not announced yet, but will be coming up. You can get individual feeds now at BroadwayRadio.com, or actually later on this week. So Matt, take us out of here.
Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. I'm Matt Tamanini. You can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt. And don't forget to subscribe to my pop culture podcast, Some Like It Pop, on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play.
And I am James Marino from Broadway Stars and BroadwayRadio.com. And thank you so much for listening. Have a great Monday.
Bye.